this bill is just the beginning of the conversation.
That's Democratic State Senator Sandra Hollins introducing a bill that would ban the use of knee holds by Utah police officers. The bill would also bar the police academy from teaching officers how to use chokeholds and any other maneuvers that restrict breathing and blood flow. The bill is co-sponsored by Republican Majority Leader Gary Vickers.
We wanted to do something in the short term, send a message that we are attempting to make meaningful changes.
The bill does not go so far as to ban chokeholds, and Vickers says that's because the restraint may help law enforcement in some instances.
What happens if an officer is in fear for his life, you know, and then if they use that chokehold to subdue an individual, to prevent that individual from taking that officer's life, you know, where does that lie?
But Vickers says he's open to discussing a chokehold ban in the future. The Quad Caucus, which is made up of the legislature's Black, Latino, and Native American members, is working on a series of police reform measures. Here's Representative Mark Wheatley, a member of the caucus.
It's about time to address these issues that have existed for decades when it comes to policing and the systemic racism that has occurred across the country and here in Utah.
The group of Democratic lawmakers plans to introduce bills that would create a statewide review of local police departments, improve de-escalation training, and make police officers' disciplinary records publicly available. All these measures would need Republican buy-in, and Vickers says that he's open to discussing additional reforms, but hasn't signed on to any of the Democratic proposals just yet. Wheatley says,
I'm cautiously optimistic.
The knee hold ban passed through committee unanimously and is slated for a full vote during the special legislative session on Thursday. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.